Welcome to the Run Your Mouth podcast with your girl Key, where we talk about anything and everything has substance, from celebrity gossip, news you can use, and the power of the almighty dollar. You can hear it here first in the Audio Trap House in less than an hour.
Come run your mouth. Anything you want to talk about.
What up, though? Welcome to the Run Your Mouth podcast. It's your girl, Key. You know, I got the key to the street, and I'm bringing you the street news that impacts and affects our Black community, our culture, and our society as a whole. So, without further ado, because you know I don't like to hold y'all, but sometimes get a little going. Tonight's discussion is on saving and how Black America, and I do say Black America because that's the only thing I know about. I look around in other cultures and other countries and continents, and I also see where we're still impoverished and lacking the knowledge of why are we saving? What are we saving for? We are taught immediately, once we begin working, to save money, to buy things. But we never buy the things. Do we ever own the things? So this is more than just a discussion. This is a topic. I want to give you some pearls, give you something to think about. Do you ever just ride by all of the vacant lots and land and fields and you see the construction and you wonder who owned this and how do they know who zoned it and where's the previous deeds and leases, and you try to trace the property back and all of a sudden it's just being torn down and infrastructure is being created. No for sale signs, just land, just trees. And now we have houses and apartments and condos and what have you. Developers, they have the key to saving and buying. We have the key to saving and purchasing. It's a big difference. You purchase something, may or may not own it. It may or may not have appreciation value, may or may not even work. You buy something, you own it, it's yours. And I know y'all might be saying, oh, that's one and the same. We go and we sign leases and mortgages and car loans, and we purchase something, but we're still paying. We haven't bought it yet. Is that not asinine? I'm going to give you something to think about, and it's not going to take long for you to think about it, because I don't want to hold you long on this, because we beat this with a broom, and America just doesn't seem to get it, especially Black America. First of all, if you got developers who are pitching in together, buying multitudes of land, building $2,000 rental properties, why can't they build houses for you to buy? Because they want to keep you renting forever. And they want to build houses that are astronomically unaffordable so that you keep paying rent forever. Because, you know, until you get that deed in your hand, you're paying rent to the bank. And at any time, they can foreclose. What makes me so interested in this topic tonight is I look at all the celebrity stars and the millionaires that we are rolling out. You know, our millionaire status has increased in America, especially in the millennial age group, by 17%. It's a lot of millionaires now. You know, the millionaire is the new thousandaire. That's nothing. You billionaire status is the status now that people are achieving. It's easier to get money. But why are they leasing houses? And look at all the celebrities who have went bankrupt, who have lost property. There are over 21 known celebrities, and I'm not going to do the rundown. Go do your homework. Who lost property, lost houses, foreclosed on houses, but they had more in liquid cash and were worth more in endorsements and more in advertisements and deals than what they purchased. So why didn't they just buy the damn house? Why would you? Here's why. Because Black America, the race of Black people, are taught to work until we die. We're taught to always be buying things that we would never own, or purchasing things and investing in things that have no value, so that we can keep developers and the rich people rich. That's exactly what they're pushing down our throat. Buy your stuff. You know, I learned this early on whenever I first started out on my own and I was purchasing furniture. I went to a rent-to-own place and I was desperate. I needed a washer and dryer. I was young, didn't know no better. I just wanted something shiny and new. So I go and I purchase this washer and dryer from a lease-to-own. Unbeknownst, this $799 unit cost me $1,800 plus. What? When I'm looking at myself thinking I could have just saved up a couple of checks, went to the laundromat, been patient, and bought it outright in a couple of weeks. But I was impatient and ignorant. And that's what we are. We're impatient and we're ignorant. If you can go and pay $2,000 in a rental property, they're building $400,000 homes to rent in your urban, gentrified, and your suburban areas. That's insane. Because you can save that money and you can put down on you a home and you can have a 10, 15, 20 year mortgage at a young age. And you can pay it off. I know 60 and 70 year old people who are now just purchasing after divorce or after foreclosures, have lost a couple of homes, never, ever paid them off because they didn't have the recipe. They probably won't pay these off because they're too old. God forbid, you know, anything happens, but our lifespan is probably not 100. So if you're 70 and you just now purchasing a home and you have 30 years on it, you probably won't ever live to have that deed in your hand. So common sense would be teach people how to buy things. You want to furnish your home? Buy a little piece at a time. Buy your living room suit. Don't go out here financing a whole house full of furniture and now you got a $600 furniture note. And at the end of the day, I remember back in the day when the furniture people was coming left and right, backing up, taking people's beds. That's when bed bugs were so rampant. So they stopped in a lot of states repossessing mattresses because of the bed bug infestation. They didn't want the mattresses, but they still took them and they threw them out, which set in the alley, created more bed bugs. Kids jump on them, kids play on them, they go inside and they still transfer bed bugs around New York City, Chicago, Pennsylvania, Atlanta. These areas were infested at one point, hotels with bed bugs. So they changed the repossession policy on furniture and certain pieces of furniture. They don't want it, but they're going to take it and throw it away. But why would you go and get stuck in this type of deal when you could have just flat out bought it? That's what we got to start teaching. Celebrities, they'll go and finance a piece of jewelry worth $50,000, $60,000, millions of dollars. Why? I'm pretty sure one of your checks was $50,000. Why wouldn't you just buy the necklace if you wanted it that bad? Because we don't like to be broke. And here's the thing. If you ever want to have success and you ever want to have anything in life, and this should be taught early on, I learned it late in life. Don't penny pinch on your dreams. Don't penny pinch on your visions. It's okay to be broke, to go in debt for what you buy. Because what you buy is going to keep you out of debt. That home you own, you don't have anything but property taxes and utilities. You can handle that. If you can handle trying to pay a mortgage for the next 30 years when you could have paid it off in 15 or 20 if you pay a little bit extra because I want to enjoy my home and I want to not do such and such as much. Maybe I need to cut out a little bit of my leisure so that I can pay this home off and I can have an asset. That's what a true asset is. We're being fooled and deceived to think that just because we run out and buy a house, we now have assets. No, you need to have at least $10,000, $15,000 saved of emergency money anyway, because you are it. You are it. You're going to do the repairs. Insurance is a fraud. We all know that. It's a bunch of bogus bullshit. You pay a premium, nothing never happens. You just lost all that money. You pay a premium, something happens, you still got to pay a deductible, and they still may not cover it. So you still lost all that money, and you still got to pay for your repairs. It's bullshit, and they need to correct it. The lawmakers, instead of running around trying to put birth control on the shelves up under our eyes, you know, sneaking that under, worrying about trends in schools and who can play ball, they need to modify the economic system in high schools. Go back to teaching economics. Go back to teaching business. Go back to teaching things that will help a high schooler when they're an adult. But why don't they do it? Because the majority of public schools have minority children. So the curriculum is not designed. And I know some of you probably listening thinking, oh, she's just a conspiracy theorist and she just thinks the world is against black people. Wake the fuck up. Wake the fuck up, people. Not the world. The world has been. It's proven. And nobody's asking for a pity party. Nobody's asking for any retroactive respect or apologies. No, we're asking and we're demanding. And now it's gotten to the point where there's no negotiating with our future, with our communities, with our children, with our finances. There's no negotiating. There never should have been negotiating. We should have always been pushing back. We should have always been saying, hey, I want this loan and I want this loan fixed at this amount. You got people who file bankruptcy 4 or 5 times and they come in with a wad of money and they forget about that bankruptcy. But you have people that are in a minority class who may have a great income, but they don't have credit. So it's always something to keep you back from doing whatever. If I got enough money to buy it, why are you worried about my credit? What does my credibility have to do with anything? That was back 10, 15 years ago. That should be a modification as well. If after 7 years, you haven't collected, because a 19-year-old that go to college, get up a bunch of credit cards, they gonna have messed up credit by 22. By the time they graduate, of course their credit is bad. But that doesn't mean once they graduate, get their degree, get their career, get their money, they haven't established a better understanding of money management. They haven't established a better income. They have. So you're holding over their head what they did 20 years ago versus now. You're looking at an income that could buy the block, but you're saying, oh, your credit score is low, so no, you can't. But then you have investors and you have developers who learn to keep the money in the family. Legacy, long-term money, old money, whatever you want to call it, generational wealth. That's how you keep it. So black people, you have to learn to stop being so scared to bind your money together. Stop being so scared that the next person is going to get more than you and all y'all put in broke. All of you came off the backs of billy goats. So y'all broke and scraping up. Scrape up and put in together. But you'd rather see other races do this and they got stores and they got properties and they got land because it's multiple investors. It's not one person. It's multiple persons who have risked it all and said, hey, we're going to make this work because we have no choice. But you would rather struggle to pay a $3,000 mortgage knowing your income is $5,000, but they qualified you. They qualified you because your credit was good. But they gave you a 30-some year mortgage at $3,000 a month. And a hiccup comes and you no longer make $4,000. But you only had $1,000 of wiggle room in the first place. And now we got all these abandoned houses sitting around that people just absolutely were overpurchasing because they couldn't afford them in the first place. So if we learn how to manage our money, learn how to buy instead of just purchase, learn how to own and learn how to bond together and put our monies together, we can buy some blocks. We can buy some land. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm not going to stay on it long. I'm going to say it briefly. Black people, you have to learn how to buy. It's real simple. See, this didn't take long at all, did it? No, it didn't, because it's not a long topic. It's a long journey, and nothing happens fast and overnight, but it's not hard and it's doable. 5 friends get together and put $10,000 a piece You probably spent that much taking trips. And don't get me wrong. Take your trips. Do what you want to do. Enjoy your life because you don't know if it's promised. But at the same time, you can't keep dying, leaving people with nothing. You can't keep leaving your children with a bunch of debt when they get out of school. You can't keep not knowing that insurance is important. Yes, insurance companies are frauds because we're pouring into the fraudulent services that they're providing and we're not capitalizing off of it. Capitalize off of your insurance policies. Use it as your collateral. If you have whole life insurance, use that money as your down payment. Take some of it. You got 401k, stop sitting on it. What you saving it for? I never understood why people are $500,000 in the savings. They say they're going to spend when they retire, and then they retire and they got to go back to work because they done already ran through that money. When you could have took that money and you could have actually purchased something that was going to be relevant that you would own, a buyer purchase rather than a purchase of stuff that you just always wanted. And you could have seen it revolve and grow over the time. Because I just don't see no reason in bringing down $400,000 out of your retirement fund to retire and you still have a house payment that you can't make off your fixed income. And then your $400,000 or whatever, I'm using it as a rough estimate. I don't know what everybody's going to be bringing down or whatever. I ain't got nothing in my 401k because I take mine all the time and do whatever I want to do with it. Invest in my companies and go broke on me because it's going to eventually make me generational wealth. I'm going to invest my money in me, buy what I want so that I don't owe anybody. I don't see the point in having $200,000 left on a home that you know you can't outlive to pay for when you have all this money over here saved. Pay it off because you probably won't spend that money you have saved. So pay it off and live debt free. Live mortgage free. Take what's left each year, your fixed income and whatever's left in your account, and pay your taxes and live happily until you leave here. And that's life. Stressing and going back to work at 70 years old, that's not life. That's not life. And that's not the life God ordained for us to live. But Black people, and I'm talking specifically to you because that's what we do at Run Your Mouth Podcast. I want to build the knowledge in my culture before I go worrying about somebody else's culture. They are right. We are not okay. We are not okay. Our money not okay. Our neighborhood's not okay. Our lifestyles are not okay. Our mindset is not okay. We are not okay. And it's okay to not be okay. But what's not okay is to not ever want to be okay. To not ever want to know what okay feels like. To not ride past your junction or your highway or your interstate and see those trees being burned down with your name on it. Not your neck on it. They once had our necks on it. Off the backs of our ancestors. 400 years, we still stuck. We think we're not stuck because we've been whitewashed. We've been conditioned to believe that that's the way. Go and get more home than you can purchase. Go and get a car you can't afford. Go and get all these bills. Pipe your house out. You know, go lay it out. What was the show that used to do the house lifestyles of the rich and famous, I think it was? Yeah, go make your house like that on a salary that you probably should be in an apartment for a while. And there's nothing wrong with being in an apartment and renting, but rent within your means so you can have a little bit to put back to buy. It's unreal for you to go and want to live in Atlantic Station and pay $4,000 after utilities and overhead, and you only make $5,000 a month. First of all, if the apartments and the rental properties require you to make three times your salary, think about it. If I can live in a $3,000 a month place, then that means I had to qualify making $9,000. Why the hell am I there? Why am I there? Because that's the system. The system is designed to trick the mind to think you're getting ahead, that you're working in the right direction. No, you're not. That's the developer's dream world to keep you in their development. I'm going to keep you. I know you're making the money, but I'm going to convince you that because the bank has now said your credit isn't worthy, but you're making the money. So I'm going to go and build a whole bunch of stuff that you'll never get out of because you're going to keep your credit, because your credit is going to stay in the garbage. If you are struggling to pay your monthly bills, there's no way you're going to be able to establish revolving credit. That's why so many small businesses are suffering, including mine, because building business credit is harder than building personal credit. Because you got to first have the purchasers, and you got to have the consumers and the people who are actually using your services. So you first got to build your platform. You got to build your clientele. You got to budget your expenditures. You got to do this, that, and the third. And then you start making money. That's why it's always a rule of thumb. When you start a business, don't expect to make a dime. Really make money until maybe the first 5 or 7 years. Because you may pay yourself, but it's not a salary that you can quit your day job with, for the most part. And some people take a leap, and that's fine. But normally leaps don't happen alone. They don't happen alone. So Black people, leap together. And I'm going to leave you with that. Leap together. Start putting your money together like you put your gossip together, like you put your problems together, like you put your chaos together, like you put your relationships together. You share baby mamas and baby daddies, but you won't share a damn bank account, and you won't share some land, and you won't share development, you won't share a property, you won't share a business, but you share each other. I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe that's the other percentage in me talking, but I just want to see us win. And the only way we can win if we be bonded together. We're better together. And that's it for me. I hope you guys have enjoyed my 20-minute spiel, because this was definitely what it was. A spiel on saving unnecessary money and not buying anything with it. I don't know, because you can travel throughout the year, you know? You can travel throughout your lifetime. You ain't got to save no whole bunch of money to go to Egypt. You go to Egypt on that money you got in your bank account. Because Egypt is going to be there when you're gone. And then what? You can't take your money with you. The U-Haul has never backed up and took nothing with them in the grave. Listen, people just want to throw their material stuff in the grave. Live, people. And I hope y'all tune in. Download, subscribe, hit your notification buttons wherever you get your favorite podcasts. iHeartRadio, Google, Apple, Spotify. Check me out there. I'm always running my mouth. But everything I talk about has substance. And if it doesn't have substance, I hope it makes you smile. If it doesn't make you smile, I definitely don't want to make you cry. We want to live, laugh, and love. Y'all have a good one. I'm out until next time.